There are some 80,000 neighborhood watch groups out there. One of them, in New Haven, Connecticut, is getting attention for patrolling while armed with concealed weapons. Residents say if police can't protect their streets, they will. From member station WNPR, Diane Orson reports.
Eliezer Greer walks down a New Haven block filled with beautifully restored Victorian homes. This was once a neighborhood in decline. Greer's family moved into Edgewood about 30 years ago, rehabilitated dozens of houses, and created middle-income rental units. Greer wears a yarmulke with earlocks and a T-shirt that reads Edgewood Park Defense Patrol.
We're not looking for anything in particular. We're eyes and ears, but people know that we're out here.
People also know that Greer carries a concealed pistol. Roughly half the members of the Edgewood Patrol have permits to carry weapons. His partner this evening is an unarmed African-American minister, Pastor Charles Lewis.
We have a right to bear arms. Everyone has a permit.
Do you have any concern that just the fact of carrying arms could perhaps escalate violence or maybe someone could get hurt in the crossfire?
No, because the people that are using guns for violence are the ones that don't have a permit. It's not the ones that are carrying the permits.
Patrols began in June after Greer's brother was assaulted in his home, part of a spate of robberies, burglaries, and shootings over the past 18 months. Edgewood borders the tough Hill neighborhood. Angry residents say years ago crime rarely spilled over. Those were the early days of New Haven's community policing program, when cops were assigned to regular walking and bicycle beats and knew the folks on the streets. Now residents say community policing has disappeared. And 23-year-old resident Mohan Maharaj says he's glad the Edgewood Patrol has stepped in.
I think it's a good idea, being that the crime rate is not going down anytime soon and the enforcement should be present.
In fact, overall crime has gone down in New Haven. But there's been an alarming rise in shootings, with 85 people wounded by gunfire this year. New Haven Mayor John DeStefano says he understands citizens' frustration.
There are fewer police officer hours on the street in many respects. That's because of the fact it has been very difficult to recruit police officers.
And DeStefano says under the Bush administration, cities get less money that's targeted specifically for local law enforcement.
Those are increasingly being replaced with city general fund dollars.
So officers spend more time driving between neighborhoods rather than walking the streets. City officials encourage residents to work with police, but New Haven Assistant Police Chief Herman Badger says the city does not support armed citizen patrols.
The main concern to me is that someone would take their weapon and use it against them. Weapons are our last resort for a police officer. We try very much by just our presence alone to deter negative activity.
But outside Edgewood's police substation, where citizens are meeting to talk about crime, Bob Kaplan says their lack of presence is what drove the patrol to take action.
They were pushed into a situation where they had to make a statement. They needed the city and the police to pay attention, and that's what they got.
The patrols have sparked controversy throughout New Haven. Father Tom Shepherd is pastor of St. Brendan Parish in Edgewood.
What if one innocent person dies because of this?
Edgewood patrol leaders say they'll consider putting down the guns once they see more officers permanently assigned to their neighborhood. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in New Haven, Connecticut.